where Carolyn's been holding on. Hi, Carolyn. What's on your mind?
Hi. Oh, I'm so excited to talk to you because my daughter and granddaughter are heading for Taiwan on the 20th, and I was trying to get the information on iodine. I called your pharmacy there, or your dispensary, whatever you call it, and she was telling me, but I was shocked to find out the nascent iodine that I have is not the right one, that the kind you use when you travel is SSK or something, and that, well, anyway, I was pleased to find out that shipping is free if it's over $35. You need to let people know that more, because I like to get my stuff at your place, but I hardly ever get to Renton. But tell me all about when you travel and your use of iodine, please.
I will do that, ma'am, and I will also preface it by a brief description of the difference in germ chemical killing capability between iodine, spelled with an N, and iodide, spelled with a D instead of an N. That's the only difference, iodine and iodide. Iodide kills germs much more efficiently than iodine does. There's no question about that. That's been known for years. Now, that's not to say that iodine doesn't kill any germs. Yes, it does. And those of us who had our moms put iodine on our cuts, yeah, we got some germs killed. But for the most efficient germ killing, the iodide form has it all over iodine. And the SSKI you're referring to just stands for saturated solution, SS of potassium iodide, which is the KI. Now, be happy to tell you what my wife and I do, especially because about four trips ago, we forgot to do it, and doggone it, for the first time in years, we caught something on the airplane, so we're not going to forget that again. Anyway, we have our potassium iodide. It's sold under the title of Bernard's Solution because Bernard Courtois was the Frenchman who actually put it all together in 1819 or 1818 or something like that. So we use our drops of potassium iodide, also known as Bernard's solution, and we will take 12 to 15 of them. I do the 15. I'm, of course, a little bigger than my wife is, and she does the 12. And we put those into some water and swallow it down, and sometimes we do that just before we get on the airplane, and sometimes we can do it after, just after we get on the airplane, but for sure before the airplane is up in the air for several hours with us breathing all the same air as everybody else, which isn't a bad thing, except we have to share the germs too. And if it's a long trip, let's say we're flying to Japan or Taiwan or something like that, and then after 4 hours, we'll do it again. Now, if
every 4 hours, you take 15 drops and she takes 12?
That's right, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah, but remember, if you just do that during a trip and you're not doing it every day, you are not putting your thyroid gland at risk. Now, if you did that for the next 6 months in a row, every day, yeah, you might be. But if it's just used as a germicide while you're traveling, and then if you use iodide for other reasons every day, then certainly it needs to be a lower quantity, and you need to consult with your physician who's skilled in natural medicine about that, what the lower quantity is that would be helpful for you.
Of the same Bernard solution or of a different, like, nascent iodine?
Well, you want to read your label on the various iodines. The one we want for everyday use, in my opinion, has some iodine and some iodide. Why do we need both? Because our thyroid glands really like the iodide better, and it helps them to work more efficiently. Whereas breasts, for ladies, they love that iodine. In fact, it's a repository for iodine because there is flat-out proof that iodine in breasts, this is iodine, iodide cannot do this, iodine in breasts combines with a fat, otherwise known as a lipid, if you have to speak scientese, it combines with a lipid in breast tissue, and that combination directly kills most types of breast cancer cells. No kidding. The research has been around for years. We just don't hear about it because you can't put a patent on iodine. So anyway, for everyday use, it needs to be a combination of both iodine and iodide, and since everybody's circumstances are different, it's best to check with your doc who's into natural medicine about how much is good for you.
Does that ever come in one bottle, or it's always two?
No, no, ma'am. It's always, it can come in two bottles, but it is combined in one bottle under the name of Lugol's iodine, L-U-G-O-L-S. And Dr. Lugol is the one who put that together in 1827. I mean, it's so effective. It's been around for over 100 years and almost 200 now. And then there are two companies who put that Lugol's iodine into tablet form, and they put their own names on it. Instead of Lugol's, they call it Iodorol, which stands for iodine and iodide oral. And the other one, I forget the name on it, but they're both available at Tahoma Clinic Dispensary, as well as some compounding pharmacies, in fact, most of them, and your local health food store. So you can get the combination in one bottle, you can get it in liquid, or you can get it in tablet, whichever you prefer.
Okay, for two people, two women, going to Thailand, is there going to be enough in the one-ounce bottle to get there and back?
Plenty, 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 okay. Plenty. One-ounce bottle and has literally hundreds of drops.
And then you said you put it in water when you go to places, too?
Yes, ma'am, but you can put it in any liquid you want. It's just a matter of getting it down, and it tastes kind of ugh to do just the drops, so put it in liquid.
No, I meant that if you suspect the water not being safe in another country.
Well, let me tell you what a worker for the World Health Organization told me. He was Indian ethnic, but had worked all over Africa. It is an Indian subcontinent ethnic, I should say. But had worked all over South Africa, and his job was to check on the cleanliness of the water for 35 years. So he'd go from place to place to place, and he said the two most valuable things he carried with him happened to be a bottle of saturated solution of potassium iodide, SSKI it was called at the time, and a cheesecloth. And any time he got to a place where the water was suspicious, he would filter the water through the cheesecloth to get out the basically particulate matter and dust and stuff like that. And then he would put in several drops of potassium iodide, and he would make sure to wait 10 minutes before drinking the water. And he said, this is what he said, I'm just reporting it, that in 35 years he had never gotten waterborne illness. When he and all his other coworkers had sometimes gotten waterborne illness, and they quickly adopted his habits after they got them. So anyway, yes, it will kill germs in any liquid, but it has to sit there for a few minutes before those germs are dead.
Okay, so when they just before they get on the plane, they should do it at least 10 minutes before.
That's a good idea.
Leave it sit. Is your iodine in alcohol or glycerin?
No, I believe it's just in water. It may have a very small touch of iodine in it, ma'am, but no glycerin.
Okay, and I have a problem at night being my mouth dry, and I just heard somebody on one of the health things say that I need more iodine. Could that be the...
Yes, sometimes that's the case. I won't tell you that's the case every time, but iodine stimulates the parotid glands. You know, those are the ones over the jawbone that make the saliva that gets into our mouths. It stimulates them to make more saliva. So sometimes that works.
I've been taking 3 drops of nascent iodine for a couple of years now.
Well, I'd have to study the milligrams, ma'am. What one does not want to do is go above 12.5 milligrams. I get that information from Professor Guy Abraham at USC, who unfortunately is no longer with us, but he says never get past 12.5 milligrams of a combination of iodine or iodide or of either one singly. So you better read the label on your bottle and make sure you don't get above that. That's what Professor Abraham told us.
Okay. Gee, thank you very much. I hope that covers everything they need to know.
Okay. Well, have a good trip.
It's for them. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much, Dr. Wright.
Bye-bye.